Now to our final segment on the Jefferson Exchange. It's about a film made by people in our region about people who live east of the Cascades, you know, where most of Oregon's land is, but not where most of Oregon's people are. Eastern Oregon gets left out of a lot of conversations about Oregon and its present and future. The film Other Side of the Hill brings the conversation and attention to that part of Oregon. It gets a screening on Southern Oregon PBS based in Medford tomorrow, Thursday at 8 p.m. We have two guests with us. James Parker is the Other Side of the Hill director. Welcome, James.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Juliette Grable is the co-producer of the film and also somebody who's done a fair amount of work with JPR as well. Juliette, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
James, talk about the original spark. What sent you out in search of what became this film?
Yeah, so we set out to make this film kind of in the wake of HB 2020, which was a bill, climate bill in 2019, that, you know, where the talks really kind of broke down between Democrats and Republicans, and there was a really dramatic walkout. And what we were really interested and curious about at that time was how the rhetoric became really black and white. And we were sort of hearing and observing this rhetoric where folks sort of west of the Cascades, you know, were sort of all pro-climate and everyone east of the Cascades was against. And, you know, we had a suspicion that probably wasn't accurate. And so Juliette and I kind of set out on this quest to Eastern Oregon to really just listen and ask questions about, you know, how folks felt about climate change, if they, you know, what changes they were noticing, what they were doing about it. And, you know, we uncovered some really remarkable, incredible stories of hope and innovation and, you know, uncovered a lot of learning about what it means to be collaborative.
Juliette, I know from your work on reporting on the Klamath River and the dam removals that you're pretty good at finding people in the countryside. But, I mean, this is a lot of countryside. Where did you go first?
Well, we went, you know, we spent a lot of time in Lakeview, Oregon, and I would say by far we spent the most time there, and I think that's how our investigation really started. We had learned about Jim Walls, a remarkable person, and the Lake County Resources Initiative, which brought together a lot of stakeholders from different factions together over forest issues in the wake of the closure of all the timber mills. So that's where we started. And then, you know, we had a discovery phase where we were just calling, cold calling lots of people and following leads to find whoever we could east of the Cascades. And there are some stories that we weren't able to include in the film. There's certainly more going on than is just portrayed in Other Side of the Hill.
The trailer for the film, James, includes several voices talking about not looking back to what happened before. Tell us about that point. I mean, there's a lot of history there, obviously, but it is history in some cases.
Yeah. I mean, something we heard over and over again from the different places and people that we spoke with was, you know, that there has been a lot of pain and there's been a lot of consequence. A lot of economic consequence from, you know, from some of the changes. I mean, an example in Lakeview, you know, they went from having six, you know, timber mills to one. And so the economy there, you know, was left reeling and still, frankly, I think is dealing with a lot of those changes. And so what was so remarkable about the story in Lakeview is that Jim Walls and Nick Johnson, you know, they sort of used this tool of renewable energy and found the opportunity in this need to become, you know, to find more resilience around climate, but also to develop the economy. And, you know, they attracted some really amazing, you know, solar projects. They developed some geothermal projects, and they were able to kind of find that sweet spot of these triple bottom line projects, as Nick says, which is where, you know, you find the projects that are beneficial to the local economy. They improve people's quality of life. And they are supportive to the ecological health of the area.
James Parker and Juliette Grable are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, the co-producers, and James is the director of Other Side of the Hill, a film about Eastern Oregon, the other side of the hill being the Cascades. It'll show on Southern Oregon PBS tomorrow, April 25th at 8 p.m. It's not like the older industries have gone away completely. Talk about the timber operations you found in Wallowa County, James.
Yeah. At the time, you know, we spent a lot of time with Matt King and Nils Christofferson from Wallowa Resources, and you know, they were developing some small diameter timber operations, and they taught us a lot about this idea of you know, kind of evolving from an extractive economy to a stewardship economy. And so you're really building industry in a way that's mindful of all the values of the forest, and it's still, you know, you're still creating a productive economy for the people who live there. And another thing that, you know, Nils really focused on was this idea of, he shared a proverb that, you know, when two elephants collide, it's the grass that suffers. And he illuminated for us, you know, the desire places like Wallowa County to kind of find their own solutions that work for them, and not be sort of left in the wake of these you know, these big divides and these big political fights, as we saw, you know, as example, the HB 2020.
Let's talk a little more about the relationship to the rest of the state. Juliet, bring us back to Lakeview, and I'm just curious what you heard from people there about their relationship or perceptions of Western Oregon, or their perceptions of the perceptions from Western Oregon to them.
Well, I mean, one thing I want to stress is that there was a real diversity of opinions, and I think there's a tendency on both sides of the hill, if you will, to think that everyone thinks the same way, and that's just not true at all. And so I think that there certainly is a little bit of, you know, people who live in these rural communities think they love their lives, they love the land, and they love their ways of life. And so I think for some, it's urban living is not desirable or even conceivable. But then there are plenty of people who have actually lived in lots of different places and then maybe come back to Lakeview. That's a story we heard over and over again of people leaving and then ultimately coming back to raise their families. And so they have, you know, a pretty broad perspective, I would say. I think there is a perception that a lot of decisions are made in Salem that don't consider rural perspectives. And we heard that a lot. But we also heard, especially from folks who have been involved in LCRI and the Forest Collaborative, that once they make connections with people with different perspectives, then it is really eye-opening and really fostered conversations that led to the conclusion that, you know, a lot of people want the same things ultimately. You know, they want to be able to have you know, make good living for their, and they want to live in places that are healthy, and they want to be able to sustain their ways of lives for themselves and also for their kids and their kids' kids.
So Other Side of the Hill, James, was finished a couple of years ago. Talk about the places you've shown it and the conversations that came out of those showings.
Yeah. We completed the film in late 2020, and, you know, we had big plans for the distribution, and of course it was we had to pivot a bit because of COVID. But the film showed in a number of festivals. We had a screening in on the CBS affiliate in Bend, and most exciting part for us was that we were able to put together kind of this grassroots screening tour. And I think we had over 100 screenings across the country, a lot of them, of course, in Oregon. And it was really beautiful to see the interest and the desire from a lot of conservation groups, environmental groups, to, you know, find a vehicle to start these conversations with folks who they don't typically interact with. And so we had a lot of Q&As. Nick Johnson and Jim Walls, you know, were really gracious with their time and participated in a lot of those. And so we kind of actively saw, you know, what can happen when you come to the table and, you know, you perhaps are, you know, from very different places and live very different lives and perhaps have some different values around some of these things we're talking about. But you can align on a shared vision of a future, and you can start to you know, navigate solutions.
Has the film, we're almost out of time, by the way, has the film been updated or tweaked at all for the PBS showing in Medford tomorrow?
We did some minor tweaks, you know, mostly for time. Mm-hmm. But we're really excited about the screening on Southern Oregon PBS. It's amazing to, you know, to have that platform and to show the film in an area that that we spent a lot of time working on the project, you know.
All right. Film is called Other Side of the Hill, Thursday evening at 8 p.m. on Southern Oregon PBS. James Parker is the director, Juliet Grable, the co-producer. Thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.